With a full-time staff of just 55, that's a quarter the size of RTE Radio 1, News Talk is posing a major challenge to the national broadcaster with a daily audience of 300,000. Our reporter, Lisa Essieman, spent a morning inside some of the station's more popular shows.
He's just in studio.
Talk radio is a tough model to produce. It's a very hungry animal. And for us to thrive in this market, we've got to set out to be extremely conscious of having a unique selling point that isn't what RTE Radio 1 do. Garrett Hart, station editor, News Talk Radio. I've been with the station from day one. The station is 10 years in existence. We began our life as a Dublin station and have graduated to a national platform. We have one main output studio. All our shows are broadcast from there. Our main listen-to show on the station is The Breakfast Show, which airs from 7 in the morning until 10.
Chris, that'll be worth mentioning at the top. Paddy McDonald, producer of News Talk Breakfast. We try to be maybe innovative, provocative, and, you know, just to engage listeners in the morning on their way to work. Target listener is generally between about 35 and 54. They're quite often living in an urban area. As it is, it's about 70-30 male-female.
And we'll take ads around 9:20 or so, coming back after ads.
To get people to listen to you, you have to be different and you have to be offering something that nobody else does, so there's no point in being a carbon copy of what's out there. But really, it's to a large extent also you're trying to uncover the bull that you might be fed or the spin that you might be fed by the political class or by the business class. You're really trying to get behind that and for the listener trying to interpret that for them and say this is what's really happening. Stand by.
Welcome back to News Talk Breakfast. Our political panel are still with us. Just want to move to a different area.
I'm Chris Donoghue, one of the presenters of News Talk Breakfast. From the point of view of a morning show, I mean, why do you crawl out of your bed at 10 to 4 in the morning? You know, first of all, there are huge advantages as a journalist. We know the statistics, 85% of adults listen to the radio every day, so it's part of their morning.
I would usually be here until maybe 4 o'clock or so most days. You get home, have maybe a rest for 20 minutes. You're listening to drive time programmes from 4:30 on. Then there's a conference call. The presenters and the producers and sometimes the editor of the station would be on the call where we can thrash out the next morning's programme and what to keep or what to leave.
Okay, Des Bishop is here. Hey, Des. Morning, guys. How's it going?
My name is Brendan Howard. I'm producer on Tom Dunn's programme. So this week is a little different. You come in while Des Bishop is filling in for Tom Dunn. We thought long and hard who we were going to get to cover for Tom while he was off. So the criteria we were looking for was somebody who wasn't afraid to have an opinion, but at the same time was empathetic and I suppose was in tune with the News Talk listener.
So we set out to have a personality-led station. So our presenters from breakfast through to evening are encouraged to be opinion formers. It's very labour-intensive because we have to create content. In a music station, you have the ability to go and play a track for 4 minutes. We're on air from 6:30 in the morning until midnight, and we generate, on average, 4 stories an hour. So you can see the level of content that needs to be created.
Hello, Caroline, Moncrief Show.
And that was Lisa Essieman in News Talk.